Then sixthly, dependent upon bliss, dependent upon this intense happiness, arises concentration. And the word here in the original is samadhi. The word samadhi, as we saw the other day, has several different meanings, but here it means concentration. Not concentration in the sense of the forcible fixation of the mind on a single object, but in the sense of that concentration, that unification, that integration, which comes about quite naturally when, in that state of intense happiness, all our emotional energies are flowing together, are flowing in the same direction. And this particular stage, we may say, this sixth stage, represented by the formula that dependent upon bliss arises concentration, this stage is based on a very important principle. It's based on the principle that when we are happy, when we're completely happy, when all our emotional energies, that is to say, are unified, then we are concentrated. Concentrated in the real sense, concentrated in the true sense. So that we may say that a concentrated person is a happy person. A happy person is a concentrated person. And the happier we are, the longer we shall be able to stay concentrated. We find it difficult to stay concentrated for very long because we are not happy with our present state. If we were really and truly happy, we don't need to do anything else. We just stay still, as it were, enjoying that happiness. But we are not happy. We're unhappy, dissatisfied, so we get restless. We go searching for this, searching for that, some distraction, some diversion. And in this way, there is no concentration. Now, the connection, this connection between happiness and concentration, or between concentration and happiness, or bliss and concentration, is illustrated by a rather interesting little story from the scriptures. We're told that one day there was a discussion between a certain king and the Buddha. The king came to the Buddha to talk about his teaching, to ask him about his teaching, and in the course of the discussion, the question arose between them, who is the more happy? Is the Buddha happier than the king, or is the king happier than the Buddha? So the king was quite sure that he was the happier by far of the two. He said, as well, well, look, I've got all these palaces, I've got this army, I've got this wealth, I've got all these beautiful women, so I'm obviously more happy than you. You've got nothing. What have you got? You are sitting underneath a tree outside some wretched hut, you've got a yellow robe and you've got a begging bowl, and that's all you've got. So obviously, he said, I'm by far the happier of the two. So then the Buddha said, all right, but let's discuss it. Let me put you a question. So the Buddha said to the king, tell me, could you sit here perfectly still for an hour, enjoying complete and perfect happiness? So the king said, yes, I suppose I could. So then the Buddha said, all right, could you sit here without moving, enjoying complete and perfect happiness for 6 hours? So the king said, well, that would be rather difficult. Then the Buddha said, well, could you sit for a whole day and a whole night without moving, absolutely happy the whole time? The king said, no, that would be beyond me. Then the Buddha said, but I tell you this, he said, I can sit here for 7 days and 7 nights without moving, without stirring, and I experience all the time complete, perfect happiness, without any change, without any diminution whatsoever. So he said, I think I am more happy than you are. So we can see the Buddha's happiness arose out of his concentration. His concentration arose out of his happiness. Because he was happy, he was able to concentrate. Because he was able to concentrate, he was happy. So the fact that the king could not concentrate, showed that the king was not so happy, really, as he had thought. Certainly not as happy as the Buddha. So in this way we see that concentration is dependent upon happiness. The more restless we are, the more unhappy we are. The more unhappy we are, the more restless we are, the less we can concentrate. So all this, we may say, is related very much, very closely, to our practice of meditation. We know that meditation begins with concentration, and lots of us find this very difficult. And we find it difficult simply because we are not happy. This is the main reason, because our emotional energies are not unified. So what do we do? With our emotional energies ununified, we try to forcibly fix the mind on a certain point. But then all sorts of disturbances arise, we get distracted, and this is because of the sort of split within ourselves. The fact that our emotional energies are not unified and not integrated. So concentration is something which pertains to the whole being, not just to the conscious mind. And this emotional unification or concentration of the whole being is what we call happiness. And this also points, we may say, to the importance of preparation for meditation. Now, we can't just come along and sit down and think we can meditate without any preparation. This isn't possible. We have to go through all these previous stages if we really and truly want to meditate. And then the concentration exercises that we do put, as it were, just the finishing touch. But quite a lot of people, first of all, have no experience of the unsatisfactoriness of life, not really and truly. No faith has arisen. There isn't much of joy. There certainly isn't much of rapture or calm or ecstasy or bliss or anything like that. They're just in the ordinary restless, dissatisfied state, but they think they can come along and just sit down, concentrate, meditate. But that isn't possible. And it's very significant that concentration, in this higher sense, in the sense of samadhi, arises only at the sixth stage of the path. The sixth stage of the path out of 12, when we're halfway along, it's only then that we can really and truly begin to concentrate. Because our emotional energies have been unified, and we are now, perhaps for the first time in our lives, happy.